o'clock tonight here on the Friday evening. Around the radio network, glad to have you in here on WWRB 3.185. You're on the transmitting. It's the great state of Tennessee. We got to have you in here for the part four of the time of the Sabbath. We really appreciate you. Yahweh is a blessing. He's really blessed. I'm telling you. For the last month, there has been so many things that's happened to us that is wonderful. We have a place to worship. Our tabernacle's coming up next month on the 21st day of October. We'll be in sight, Yahweh willing, on site. And we'll be fellowshipping, joyful, music, loving, sharing, giving, taking, building. We invite you. You can meet Pastor Buddy and the elders, all the folks. Most of them friendly. We've got one or two that's not, but you can look up to them. You know, we can't make everybody perfect in our beliefs. But you'll be among Yahweh's people. You'll be treated very kindly. It's a family affair. We don't allow any disruption. Many of you that have come to the property, you have been so good and so thankful that you have forgiven me for not mailing out our regular mailing this month. Yes, we're going to do it. We promise you, you'll get it. But man, we've been busy. We went today and we loaded up our John Deere tractor. It's a 2010 model. Nice little old green John Deere tractor, and got a bush hog with it where we can keep the property clean. Got it for $3,600. And, you know, Yahweh just smiled on us and blessed us to receive these good things. We got the feast instrument. We got the musical instrument. We got the continued utensils that's been holy and dedicated strictly to Yahweh. No pork. We don't eat pork. We don't eat any unclean foods. We don't eat any shell food. Things that's been determined unclean in the Bible, we avoid them, and we teach that you should for your own health. And we believe that you're going to have a great time at the King's Gate Inn in Sweetwater, Tennessee. You just got to come and meet us. Meet the folks. If you like music, if you like old-fashioned camping in an old-fashioned tent, maybe one of these days we'll build us an assembly. When our rich uncle gets out of the poorhouse, that could happen any time, praise Yahweh, when he gets out. And we take back our country. And we do those things that are pleasing in Yahweh's sight. And Babylon falls. Wouldn't it be a great time that if all the silver and the gold and the cattle on the thousand hills became Yahweh's? Wouldn't it be wonderful if the theocratical government of Yahweh, the institutions of the laws and the foundations, was enacted and put in force here in America, or throughout the world for that matter? Oh, what a happy day. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's coming. We're preaching that is coming. We left off in our last message in Isaiah 66, verses 22, 23, and 24, that you're going to enjoy those times, praise Yahweh. Let me just remind you one more time. I just love that scripture. It makes the devil mad. And I just love to read it. It is so wonderful. Yahweh's word is wonderful. There's nothing that can be added to it, and certainly there's nothing that you can take away. Who'd want to? Would you want to add anything to Yahweh's word?
I don't think so.
Neither would I. We're going to Isaiah 66. Matter of fact, it's the last book in the Bible before you get to Jeremiah. Isaiah. The two great prophets, right in the middle almost of the book. Let's take a look at it. Praise Yahweh and see what it says here. Yahweh bless you. It's my prayer. It's really Isaiah. We're going to start in 22. For as the new heavens. Now think about this. You want to go with the crowd that is using the Gregorian Bible? Would you want to go to heaven with them? Let me see what kind of calendar we're going to use up there. Or down here, wherever the new heaven is. See what it says here. The new earth. Oh, there it is. The new earth. I will make stand before me, declares Yahweh, so your seed and your name shall stand. And it shall be, oh, here. You poor little Gregorian sissy poos. I hate to read this to you. I know it's going to ruffle your feathers, and it's going to aggravate you somewhat, but that's what I was sent here to do, is to rebuke you in the name of Yahweh, and to let you know that you're not, now literally, you're not supposed to teach false doctrine. Now, if there's nobody else quite capable of rebuking you, Pastor Buddy's taking it upon himself to, as peacefully as I can, tell you flat out that when you lie, you have to be required. The blood, I told you that last, Wednesday night, I guess we was. The blood in Ezekiel chapter 33 is going to be demanded. You're going to have to pay for it. Now, if you repented by hearing my voice and I had to get real hard with you, would you think that if Yahweh let you in after you repented and you went to the lunar Sabbath like you're supposed to, you say, I'll never go to that, glory of God. Well, you ain't going to the new kingdom. I hate to tell you that. You're not going to make it in. If, now here's the word, if you do not hear the word of Yahweh and turn from your wicked ways and repent. Listen to this now. It shall be from one new moon to new moon. You see, the count is going to start on the new moon. You see, the Gregorian calendar didn't want you to know that, did it? The people that faked Yahweh out of the picture and faked you into Satan's times and seasons. You see, Yahweh was cast out. His times was cast out. The Bible says in Daniel 7:25, as I have often told you, that it's a conspiracy to change times and laws. But in the new heaven and the new earth, are you willing to go, ladies and gentlemen? Yeah, but I'm going with Mom and Dad. Glory to God. I know what they got. I know they were saved. You can't be saved unless you keep the commandments. You think Yahweh's going to let you go to heaven? Well, I know what I got below the old breastbone, Pastor Buddy. Glory to God. And they don't know one commandment. And yet they've got something below the breastbone. You know what it is? It's one of those funny bones. You think that you can amuse Yahweh by breaking his commandments? and saying you love him. You know what Yahweh says that you are? He says that you're a liar. You are indeed a liar and the father of it. Now listen to me. You are a liar and the father of it.
But the prince of the air, the god of the air, you know, he's the prince charming. And maybe he don't want, since he sits over the congregation, and meaning that he has now polluted the appointed times and put his preachers out there preaching Saturday and Sunday. That's the bell preachers, the bell box. I'm going to prove to you tonight that the bell box is nothing but a concentrated place where Satan's ministers gather to pervert and to bring in artificial times. Nowhere did the original fathers worship under a Gregorian calendar. And yet, we got these Gregorian preachers screaming to the top of their lungs that they ain't going to be no new moon and the new heaven and new earth. Now, notice this again. As for the new heavens and the new earth, I will make stand before me, declares Yahweh, so your seed and your name shall stand. Oh, my. That's wonderful, isn't it? And it shall be from one new moon to the next new moon. Does that mean that we're going to begin count with a Gregorian calendar on January the 1st? I don't think so. That means that the month will, that's the appointment. What did he appoint for the time factor? I have appointed the moon. Psalms 104, ladies and gentlemen, verse 19. I have appointed the moon for appointments. Satan said, get rid of that old moon. I mean, I've got a good friend that says that. But ladies and gentlemen, they're deceived. You can be deceived and you can deny Yahweh's word and turn yourself into hell with all nations, basically, that forget him. Now, I wouldn't want you to go to hell. That's why that I preach so hard against all of those people that are trying. So praise Yahweh. We're in now. We're cycling in. We're going to cycle. Here we are again in Isaiah 66. Verse 22, your seed is going to inherit, and it shall be from one new moon, not from January to January, not from December 25th to December the 25th. All that is rotten, evil, and dark, and satanic. That's out the window. That is a man-made cycle system. You want a cycle, you better get in the lunar cycle with Yahweh from one new moon. Now, you all want to go to heaven, don't you? You people that are listening to Pastor Buddy, do you ever take anything serious? Would you take Yahweh's word serious? Would you want to turn over to Isaiah 66 and read the three scriptures that I've read so much? I had a brother in Florida I read this to many, many years ago. And he was, I was struck how truthful he was. The guy that he was following was lying to him. And when Brother Arnold and I read him this scripture here, or had it read to him, he put his finger on it and he said, well, that's what it says. And he said, I'm going to have to stay with the Bible. He said, in the new kingdom, we're going to worship on a lunar cycle, according to Yahweh. You think Yahweh's changed? You think that the Roman Catholic calendar with Julian, I'm going to talk about him a little bit tonight, and scripturally teach you that there's only one seventh-day Sabbath, and it's a so-called uninterrupted cycle that was handed down to them and their ancestors for the last 2,000 years, it's going to continue to keep the uninterrupted cycle as he talked through the astrological signs, astrologically, with the moon marking the appointments. I don't care what you say. You get up here and preach your Saturday crap and your Sunday crap. That's all it is. I mean, I don't know any other word for it. It's not biblical. You can't read Saturday in the Bible. Although there's a Saturnalia doctrine that comes from a certain lady of the book of Revelation, chapter 17. She is spewing out her venom and telling you, as she set the times and laws, with a Gregorian calendar, with Julian taking the lunar moon phase plumb out of the equation. Well, Pope Gregory said, oh man, that's done such a good job of deceiving people and getting them over here in our cycle. You see, the devil wants you to join him. He loves company. Misery is a result of changing Yahweh's word. They know that one of these days, there's a payday. Say it with me. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that the Scripture teaches only one Sabbath day Sabbath. If you are forced to either break the so-called uninterrupted cycle that was handed down for centuries, you've got a problem by breaking it. If you don't keep it on the day Yahweh keeps it, you're not keeping it in the appointed seasons. Now what? Again, let's go, class. Let's go back to Psalms 104, verse 19. What does it say? The moon is for appointments. That means the days of the week, within the days of the week, there is a cycle called the Sabbath. You're appointed there. Blow the shofar in the new moon. There's an appointment to do that. When is it? When it turns dark, the shofar was to blow. When it shows first crescent light, you're to work 6 days and watch it. Right on the first quarter, you're going to have what is called the first quarter of the lunar cycle. Now again, let's see if Isaiah would agree with that. From one new moon to the next new moon, and from Sabbath to Sabbath. Now, why would you have a new moon observance, an appointment, and then you'd have a Sabbath appointment? Well, that's very simple, like I said. Ezekiel chapter 46, verse 1 and 2 explains the cycle. First of all, you start out with the new moon. Now, a new moon is not a Sabbath, but it is looked upon in the Bible as a day for you to do no servile work. You are to observe the new moon, blow the shofar, come to the temple. The gate to the temple will be open when? On Saturday? Nowhere in the Bible. On Sunday? Nowhere in the Bible. On Friday? Nowhere in the Bible. That's a Gregorian calendar. And they have lied to you to change you out of the system, out of the rhythm, out of the synchronicity of the Sabbath. Again, the new moon would be day one. You work 6 days, and then what do you have? At the end of the seventh day, beginning at the new moon, or at the end of the sixth day, if you start at the first work day, and either one of those will figure out to be either the seventh day from the reckoning of the first work day or the eighth day reckoning from the new moon. To include that, it's day eight. Now, the Bible is, again, completely recognizable that they did observe a eighth day. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, I just don't believe that there was an eighth day. Well, now notice this. With a spring festival on Yahweh's calendar, known collectively as the Festival of the Passover and Unleavened Bread, in this framework, you have the memorial of the killing of the Passover lamb. Now, when was that? Well, that was on the 14th, right? Then at the going down of the sun, it began the eating of unleavened bread. The first meal of that sacred time would have been the 15th day. That's the full moon. The 15th is called the seventh day. Now, the scripture, when it relates to concerning the time, it is replete with information and evidence in favor of the lunar-based Sabbath for the seeker of truth who desires to look into the matters which Yahweh has concealed according to this matter of 25, Proverbs 2. It's in Yahweh to conceal and hide the matter, and it's another matter for a king, which means that you are a royal priest, able to discern between good and bad. And we offer a $10,000 reward. Come on, you Sabbatarians, or yet?
Well, I'm just going to lay low on that one because I don't want to argue with you.
You ain't got no argument. That's the reason you're laying low. If you had an argument, you'd be out there blazing with your information. That's why that you're laying low and staying quiet is because you can't bark with the dogs, especially the big dog that's up on the porch, as the old saying goes. To get up on the porch, you've got to be able to offer a reward, a $10,000 reward for anyone to prove in the Bible a Sabbath any other day other than the 8th, the 15th, the 22nd, and the 29th. Now, you know, to correctly understand that the 3 o'clock, like the going down the sun after its apex in the heavens at high noon, the same time Yahweh killed his Passover lamb, the Messiah, according to Isaiah 53:4, and Matthew 27:45, and John 19:14, after the lamb is slaughtered, we're commanded to eat unleavened bread and bitter herbs with it that night. Now, what night would that have been? It took place on the 15th of Aviv, the day that the children of Israel were delivered from the land of Egypt. Notice in Exodus 12:14, and this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and you shall keep it a feast to Yahweh throughout your generations. You shall keep it a feast on the 15th by an ordinance forever. Now, the 15th day is a memorial day, plain and simple. It keeps us in memory of Yahweh. It's a deliverance. And these people, you know, they won't even lift a cup in that remembrance meal. I mean, they won't. They'll throw it on the ground. I mean, it's very insulting to Yahweh. I mean, if you don't want to lift a cup in honor of him, and he said, as much any time that you do this, do it in what? Remembrance of me. Those times are sacred and holy, I believe. It's brotherhood. It's camaraderie. It's the eating of the Passover meal on the 15th day. Now, you don't eat it any other day in the year. That's the only time you eat it. Now, we know that he took the cup, and people say, Pastor Buddy, that was on the Passover, but we're not supposed to do that. That's cannibalism. I've heard that. Let's go back and see if it was the Passover meal that they were lifting the cup. And again, John 13:1. I wish people would read the Bible. I really do. It would do me a bit good. I would really be proud of someone that had enough knowledge in the Bible to read it and to understand what to read. I mean, they were eunuch. I mean, he was coming down into a desert place, and he was reading the Bible, but he didn't understand. He needed somebody to understand. Give him understanding. Notice this. The Bible says here in John, now, wait a minute, I want to finish up before I get out of Isaiah 66. I'm talking to you Gregorian keepers. You people that deny the word of Yahweh, that there's going to be in the new kingdom in heaven. You, This is the new kingdom, and new heaven and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness, and not evil or confusion. Did you know the Gregorian calendar is nothing but a body of counts of confusion? It don't even add up when you count. Notice this. It shall be from one Sabbath to the next Sabbath, all flesh shall come to worship before me, declares Yahweh. Isaiah 66, verse 22 and verse 23. Now, let me read the 24th verse. This is to you Sabbath keepers that are keeping Saturday and Sunday. And they shall go forth, those that will not, and keep it from one new moon to the next. And from one Sabbath. Now, you begin your count like Ezekiel chapter 46. The gate is open only on the new moon. It's open. It's open for receiving worship. A holy day. Do no servile work. But it's not a Sabbath. It's a day to come before Yahweh and to do a little charity work. And I can prove many times that they worked on the new moon. Praise Yahweh. And if we all donated time on the new moon, but say, oh, I've got work to do somewhere else. That's your problem. You won't keep Yahweh's way, but you'll obey man's ways. You'll worship on Saturday and Sunday just because some man has figured out a system of deceit and corruption and evil, and you call it good. Then prove to you the 15th and the 8th and the 22nd. I'll give you some scripture that the 22nd of the month is called the seventh day. I can give you scriptures. I just read you one where the 15th is called the seventh day, if you know how to count. Now, notice this. This is what I want you to... This is the whole content within the context of what I'm trying to contend with you for. And I'm serious about this. We're going to have more of them bow the knee. Every tongue is going to confess. And if you can't keep it from the new moon down here today, why would you want to keep it in the new kingdom? Oh, I'll switch, Lord. I didn't know. I heard that old crazy buddy talking about it, but I just didn't believe him, Lord. Depart from me, you worker of iniquity. Because if you wouldn't hear Buddy, you ain't going to hear me. If you wouldn't keep it with Buddy, you wouldn't keep it with me. If you broke it against Buddy, you're going to break it against me. And as much as you didn't do it to Buddy, you didn't do it to me. Now, for you that will not keep it from one new moon until the next, now here's your reward. You're going to get one, whether you think you're going to escape or not. You say, I don't think it's as drastic as Pastor Buddy lets on like it is. If I knew it was now, I'd keep that old crazy lunar stuff that he talks about. I'd keep it, Lord of God. Are you sure? For those who will not keep the new moon and the Sabbath, then you will go forth in the last days, and you will look upon the corpse, that's the dead bodies, of the men who have transgressed against me. Transgressed against what? Keeping the new moon. You go ahead and beller and belch and laugh and hee-haw and do all the things you want to and keep your Gregorian calendar with Saturnalia, December the 25th, and all those pagan holidays, Easter, go ahead. Do yourself a service. Kill yourself. That's what's going to happen to you. Notice. Your dead bodies that have transgressed against me, I will show your bodies to the men that have loved me from one new moon to the next. That's what he said here. For their worm shall not die, and their fire shall not be quenched, and they shall be repulsive to me and the rest of my people that have kept my commandments. If you say you love me and you won't keep my commandments, you are a liar, and what? The truth is not in you. Now, how are you going to keep Sabbath unless you know that Yahweh's day. Now, let me see if are you ready to do some more arithmetic? The 22nd. Remember I said there's no evidence anywhere in the Bible other than the 8th?
I never heard of an 8th day. How foolish can you be? How can you stretch the week out to an 8th day when the Bible says there's only 7?
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not talking about... We're talking about within the context of the lunar application of a month, the moed, or the appointment. And within that framework of the days allotted, you have what is known as keeping it holy and working. The gates open and the gates shut. It's self-revealing. If I was in front of you with a board, a whiteboard, and I was directing your attention to the whiteboard and giving you these illustrations here in Exodus 12:15. Again now. 7 days shall you eat unleavened bread. Even the first day, the 15th, you shall put away leavening out of your houses, for whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the 7th day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. Now, when you count, the 7th day arrives from the day you start. You no longer have to eat unleavened bread because it teaches you to eat unleavened bread until the 7th day. And then you can quit eating unleavened bread. Right? The 7th day that is mentioned in Exodus 12:15 cannot be the 7th day of the feast. Because the 7th day that is mentioned is not included in the 7 days of not being able to eat unleavened bread or leavened bread. That is, until the 7th day, that is referring to when the 7th day of the lunar week arrives, then you can quit eating unleavened bread. Exodus chapter 12, verse 15, if you can read and if you can count, is saying that you cannot eat leavened bread from the first day until the 7th day arrives. And then you can quit eating unleavened bread once the 7th day has arrived. You are to eat unleavened on the first day. Now, what day was that? The 15th. Through the 7th day of the feast. And all the way until the 7th day of the week arrives, which is what day? The 22nd. That proves that they kept lunar Sabbath, not Gregorian count. Now, if you keep the true lunar Sabbath as it's recorded here in Isaiah, you're going to keep 8, 15, 22, and 29, which will agree again. Go with me back to Ezekiel chapter 46. Let me turn over there and give you a little dose of the Holy Ghost, the Word. You know, ladies and gentlemen, we ought not to change the Word of Yahweh. We shouldn't add to it, right? Well, surely you can count. Well, a Gregorian calendar can't count. I can show you many places where they can't keep it. They certainly can't keep Isaiah 66 and verse 22 and 23. You people that are trying to keep the Gregorian calendar and keep Saturday and Sunday as a Sabbath, you've got these things right here to contend with. Now, if you can answer them and get over them and feel justified, go ahead. But remember, you're coming to a point where the Bible said, for all the disobedient, you're going to die. If you fail to enter into His Sabbath and His rest, He said for you to start on the 15th day and eat leavened bread for 7 days. You better do your counting. Notice this. If you don't eat leavened bread from the first day till the 7th day arrives, then you can quit eating leavened bread through the 7th day. And once you have done that, and the 7th day when you begin on the 15th, and the 7th day arrives, that's on the 22nd. Now, you quit eating that day, which is the last day of the feast. It's a holy day, right? It's the 8th day. You see that? You eat unleavened bread for 7 days, and on the last great day when Christ cried out, he that hungereth and thirst, let him come to me. Now, again here, in 46:1. Now, we're going up to 13:1 to close it out here. I've got some more to say about these people that don't believe in raising the cup when you're with your brothers. I don't raise my cup with anybody that offers it to an idol. I don't do that. As somebody that you don't recognize in the Godhead. I only recognize one in the Godhead. That's Yahweh. Anytime a cup is raised and somebody refuses to raise it to me, it's an insult. It really offends me. And I don't want to see it, anybody in my presence, fail to lift the cup. When it's honored to Yahweh and lifted up in his honor, or see somebody's hand go limp and pour it out, it's a direct insult. And we're not going to tolerate it. Praise Yahweh. That's the devil. That's the doctrine of the devil. Praise Yahweh. Now, we toast people. You know, we lift our cup at 3 or 4 meals a day. You're even supposed to thank Yahweh. If you thank them for eating a regular meal, and then it comes a special occasion, and you poured it out instead of eating it, because you're afraid you're eating his flesh and drinking his blood, and that's cannibalism, like some people think, well, the Catholic Church brought that in. That's ladies and gentlemen, the Catholic Church does not offer their drink offerings to Yahweh. Now, if you come back here, I'll go back there myself just a minute and show you who they offered their drink offering to. It certainly wasn't Yahweh. I'll never refuse to drink when somebody says, this is in honor of Yahweh, the Eternal One. You'll see me raise my cup and say, give me a round. I'll take it. This is 46:1. Thus saith the Master Yahweh. Master Yahweh. The gate of the inner courtyard facing east is shut 6 days of the work week. But on the Sabbath it's opened. Now listen to that. On the Sabbath it's opened. And on the day of the new moon it's open. Now I want to ask you a question. Which comes first, the chicken or the egg here? Is it not the beginning of the count of the appointment that you would start it? See, the devil turned this around. It wasn't Yahweh that did this. You get agreement with Isaiah 66:23. If this was put in right order, you know that the new moon comes before the Sabbath. You begin your new moon. That's the first day of the month, and then the gate is open here. It says the day of the new moon, the gate is open. Well, that's the first day of the month or the appointed time. Then you work 6 days and you keep a Sabbath. Now, what day would that be? Well, if you started and counted from 1 to the end of 6 days and include that one day that you have, you're ending the count on the seventh day. You work 6 days, that would be the end of the seventh day. You kept one holy, that's day one, the new moon, and then you've got 6 work days, and then what would that one be? 8. Same as the situation of Exodus chapter 12, verse 15. All this is synchronized. And it proves that the lunar Sabbaths are Yahweh's will and Yahweh's word. Take heed. Your carcass could be laying in the scrap heap. You could be a victim of the Roman Catholic calendar. You Saturday worshipers, you better reevaluate. You say, oh, there's your weakness. You know, I go online and I look at these things. The error of the lunar Sabbath. And you get in there and they're talking, it's foolish. They'll impose their theology. Having you, they'll lead you off or lead you astray. And I'm thinking, some of these sharpies that have done their homework, because the Bible said they would deceive the very elect. But how are you going to deceive anybody, like in Exodus chapter 12, verse 15, when you eat leavened bread or unleavened bread for 7 days? And for 7 days, you're not able to eat leavened bread. until the seventh day has ended. And it would be on the 22nd, and then what day would you have? You'd have the eighth day, Sabbath. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is the truth of Yahweh. Now, notice this. From one new moon to the next, and from one Sabbath, here's the explanation in Ezekiel 46 and 1. Shut it for six working days, but on the Sabbath it's opened. Now, that'd be 7 days right there, including that. Well, if you start with a count, as Ezekiel says here, and somebody's turned his thing around, see, they've moved the new moon down here to be open after the Sabbath. That's like putting a car before the horse. You know some hanky-panky in the original Hebrew, it was from one new moon, as Isaiah said, to the next Sabbath. From one new moon, the next Sabbath would be the next day. Begin the account for the work day. And because the new moon is not a Sabbath, you've got to work 6 days before you can keep one. And so the Sabbath that you would keep within the month would be the eighth day rather than the seventh, but it would be the seventh day if you counted the first work day and then kept the Sabbath. Both of them correspond and synchronize to Yahweh's wonderful mathematics. Now, these people that can't count, the Gregorians, who changed times and laws, they have changed the whole situation over to a lie, and they have created a falsehood. They have created things that they want to hide from you. And here comes pastors and teachers like Pastor Buddy, and Pastor Buddy is showing you without any fear. I'm not afraid of being called by these so-calls. There are so many things that you can trap them in, and you can have them so out of sync. I'm going to give you an example here. And everybody thinks that in the Passover, Yahweh poured the cup out, and they didn't drink it. Well, let's see if it was the Passover feast that they were celebrating. Or let's see if it was a traditional meal that they were keeping before the Passover. It's self-explanatory right here in the book of John. And before the festival. Now remember, before the festival is before the day that you eat the Passover meal. The meal is not eaten until the 15th. Here, and before the festival of the Passover, Yahweh, knowing that his hour had come, and that he should move out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own who were in the world. Now listen to me. Who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And supper was taking place. The devil having already put in the heart of Yehudas, the son of Simeon, to deliver him up, or Simon, to deliver him up. And knowing that the Father had put all things in his hand and had come from them, and he rose from supper and laid aside his garments, and having taken a towel, he girded himself. Now, this is before the Passover. The meal is not, this is not even in the 15th day. This is on the night of the 13th. You want the time. It's customary for them to go through and search the leavening. And they ate and drank what was still leavened. Remember now, you are to eat unleavened bread before 7 whole days, according to Exodus 12. Now that has to, with the mathematics of the scripture, it puts people, and notice what it, and he put water into a basin, and he began to wash his disciples' feet and to wipe them with a towel. And they said, well, you're not going to wash our feet. We ain't going to have this. We ain't going to do this now. And he told them, if they didn't do it, if you think these things ain't important, If you think a memorial don't mean a memorial, I mean, we'll honor Christmas and Easter and these pagan days. We'll lift the cup to these J gods. Yeah, we'll put that cup right up there and do no harm. Notice this. Yahweh says, except that I wash your feet, you ain't going to have no part with me. Now, notice this. He rose from supper. Now the cup, he passed the cup. The cup was passed around. Take this and drink it. And there's a scripture that it says, and this is my blood poured out for you. Do you believe that Yahweh was pouring it out on the ground at that time, or was he talking about a spiritual blood that he was fixing to shed for the remission of sins? You had to get one drop of that. You couldn't pull one drop out. I think what he's talking about, and these ignorant people that read these things that come out and things, and then they get knee jerky. They can't understand the collective simplicity of Yahweh trying to prove to you that you're nothing and I'm nothing, but honoring Him is everything. And if you fail to honor Him, if you fail to wash your feet, if you fail to lift that cup, if you fail to do this as a memorial, this is nothing but a memorial. And we're still doing it. We're still lifting the cup in honor of Him. Wouldn't you like to have Him down here? You think He'd pour out the cup? You think He'd just dash out the one and say, now this is poured out for you, and we don't believe in drinking wine, glory to God, and that's just a little grape juice. That'll be all right. I'm telling you, folks, we need to grow up and be men. I've got more confidence in men and women that can raise a cup than them that would pour it out. Because they've misread the scriptures. It is so frightening and so disheartening that people would even be tempted to think in these areas. But they do. They get caught up, and you can't blame them, because the devil and unbelief is so rampant that they want to take you out of the rhythm. They want to get you out of the rhythm that Yahweh has got collectively for you, and to take you out of the count. And to, like, Peter, you'll never wash my feet. And Yahweh said, well, and I hope and trust that we've said something that will be beneficial to you. We're not trying to be smart. We're not trying to blow you out of the water. We're not trying to insult you. We're truly, truly, truly coming together and rightly dividing the word of truth. Not being ashamed of it. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God to salvation. And people that are ashamed of it and don't want any part of it, shame on you, ladies and gentlemen. Because Yahweh is the truth, and the truth is something that will it'll bless you. It'll raise you up. Right now, you're listening to Pastor Buddy, and I'm on the Friday night schedule here tonight. Brother Paul is my sponsor, 1-800-253-2748. And Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439. We're glad to have you in here tomorrow night. Brother from Mississippi, Brother Mark, and Sister Audrey will be bringing us in here to you tomorrow night, live and direct. And we'll probably talk a little bit more about the Sabbath. We're going to begin to talk about the feast days. We're going to give you the addresses of the places where that you can get a room. Hilltop, that's in Sweetwater, Tennessee. You need to call 423-337-3511. 3511. That's the Hilltop Hotel. They're reasonable there. We can give you addresses of more if you want a better one or a more expensive one. They go up all the way to $65 to $70 a night. So, write us. Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip 37824. That's Pastor Buddy. Post Office Box 378-24. You can call me tonight, area code 423-626-2172. Now, that's area code 423-626-2172. I'll see you tomorrow night on the early show. That'll be at 8 o'clock tomorrow night on a Saturday. Praise Yahweh. Get ready to come to the festival. If you need to call for directions, we'd be glad to give it to you. May Yahweh bless you and keep you is our prayer. And may the Blessed Father, Yahweh, bless you and keep you. That is my prayer. I'll see you tomorrow night around the world on WWRV 3.185 with the message concerning the evidence of the Sabbath. Yahweh bless you, and I'll see you.